Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory. The greatest gift you ever received was given to you on the day of your confirmation. We're talking about it today on Made for Glory. For many of us, myself included, when I was confirmed, when I received the sacrament of confirmation, I was not really in a place to be able to appreciate it. I was a ninth grader. I just remember that we had to choose a saint, and I chose St. Francis of Assisi, so that's my confirmation saint, because I liked St. Francis of Assisi. And I remember there were some prayers involved and everything else, but it was kind of disconnected from the rest of my life, and even from my life of faith. I was involved in youth group, but that didn't seem to really have a lot to do with that. It's only later that I've come to realize and recognize the tremendous gift that I received on the day of my confirmation, and that if you've been confirmed, it's a gift that you also have received. And it's a gift that, like any present we have, that we also have to unwrap it. We also have to cooperate with it so it can come alive in our hearts. Because confirmation is the completion of what happened at baptism. So we're baptized and then we're sealed in the power of the Holy Spirit at confirmation. So even when the bishop lays hands on you and uses that chrism oil, that blessed and sanctified oil to anoint your forehead, he says, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so thinking about that we're sealed, that now we have this seal that's impressed upon us, this identity, this nature that is intrinsic to who we are, that we are now recreated in the fire of the Holy Spirit to be, in kind of the classic imagery, those soldiers of God, to be able to defend the faith, that we've received gifts from the Holy Spirit, gifts and charisms that are not just for me, but for the church. So think about it. There's probably so many people that have received gifts from God, charisms, that are for other people, but they've never used them before. They've never utilized them. And because of that, the rest of the church suffers. So think about that, that God has given you charisms. God has given you gifts, especially on the day of your confirmation, that he's poured those out into your life. And it's only by beginning to seek to be generous with them that the rest of the church and the world can benefit. So today we can recall that day of our confirmation, whether you were conscious of it or not, and recognize that God has given you an incredible gift. And it's our job and our task and our mission today to begin to use it. Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.